Tom Card, who is our missionary, said, Steve, you got to go across the street. And you got to meet these two young adults, Deborah and Austin, and hear about what they're doing. And so I wandered across the street, and I met Deborah and I met Austin, and I heard about their ministry, Eternal Anchor, a ministry that ministers to special needs kids. And that was 2 years ago. And I said, I said to Deborah, if you're ever up in the Pacific Northwest, I want you to come and share at our church about your ministry and what your ministry is doing. And I heard early in the fall that she was going to be here, and so we've invited her, and she's here today to share with you about this amazing ministry. You're going to be inspired by what God is doing through Austin and Deborah and their team in Mexico. I know that. Next week, we're going to be, just so you know, next week we'll be back in the prodigal son, looking at the elder son. But today, I want you to be inspired as you hear about God moving. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to watch a video that is going to introduce Eternal Anchor, and then Deborah's going to come and share with us. As she comes and shares with us, let's make sure we give her a good sandwich welcome in a few minutes. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing, not only in this church, but in ministries all around this world and all around this city. Again, I thank you for those men who faithfully minister to single moms by doing car care, by just taking care of their cars and showing the love of God to these single moms in that way. Thank you for them. Thank you for what you're doing through this church. We think of Tom, our missionary down in Vicente. Thank you for how you're using him even today to reach out and inspire others to walk with you. And thank you for Deborah and Austin and the special calling they have on their life to minister to special needs kids. Father, thank you for the ministry that you've formed. And thank you that Deborah's here to share with us today. God, I pray that we will be inspired as we hear about how you're moving in a very unique ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. It's so good to be here. I'm so excited to be in Canada. I hadn't been in Canada in a long time in this nice rainy weather. It's just awesome. I love it. I know Pastor loves it too. We share this love for the rain. anyway, I want to talk with you guys about Eternal Anchor. Eternal Anchor is, like you saw, a ministry for special needs children. We are in Baja, Mexico, and in our heart and our passion is that children would experience his love and families would get to know Jesus' hope through what we're doing. And we do this in five ways. We have an orphanage for children with special needs, and we'll only take children that are either abandoned, orphaned, or of single parents that absolutely cannot take care of their children. We really believe in being preventative and to try to keep families together. And for that reason, right now we have a home and it only has four kids in it. It has capacity for six, but every time we meet a child, we make sure, can this child stay home? And what can we do so that they stay home? We also have a school, and the school is the way that we can be preventative. Our school is from 8 to 12, and we work with babies all the way to 18 in the mornings, and in the afternoons, we have an adult program for 18 up to, I think we have a 50-some-year-old in our adult program, and what we do with them, our kids, we focus on life skills, focus on communication, what is a practical way that they can communicate with their families, physical therapy, speech therapy, and just any way that we can make their lives more functional. We believe that we were all created with a purpose, that God has a plan for each one of our kids, and we want to make sure that they can reach their God-given potential and that their families can learn that these children, they're not burdens, that they're a joy. They're a joy and that they're a gift from God. We also have the, like I said, the adult program in the afternoon. There's 16 adults right now. There's 40 in our morning program. This picture that you're seeing behind me, we're so, so thankful to God because this is our orphanage facility right now. What you're seeing is supposed to be our orphanage housing area for support staff. In this compound, we have an orphanage home with a capacity for 6 kids, and then these are 4 apartments and our offices on the bottom where the anchor is. And right now, those 4 apartments are classrooms, and we fit 40 kids in that building all morning. You can go in there, and they look bright, but if you look at the wall, you'll see, like, the propane line is coming out or the sink. The PVC piping is just, like, bare over there. But God is good, and we can use these facilities for now as we're waiting to get our own school building, and we believe to be faithful in what God gives us, work hard, and be obedient to what God is calling us to do. So right now, we're really thankful for this building, and other than the things that I told you, we do 2 programs that are for community outreach, and our heart is in community outreach, because if we want to reach the children, for them to have a different home style, you need to reach the parents. So how we do this is in 2 ways. Love Extended is a once a year campaign that focuses on training. We train parents and our staff and our volunteer in physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, sensory play, all of these wonderful things so that we can equip parents, we can equip teachers to better the lives of our children. We also have the Horse Therapy Ranch, and the Horse Therapy Ranch is an amazing new addition to Eternal Anchor. We just started like 3 months ago, and parents bring their kids in for riding lessons, and as one child is on the horse, there's parents waiting, and there's just an excellent opportunity for parents to bond with one another, to talk about their experience, their hardships, and it gives us an opportunity to just sit and chat with them and develop relationships with them. It's so important that they have a support group, and we really want to do that for them. So we're really excited about horse therapy and Love Extended to reach the parents, because if we don't reach the parents, nothing's going to change for the children, right? Like, we need to show God's love to the parents. I want to show you 3 pictures, or 4, I think. I want to start with Jesus. This is Jesus. Isn't he precious? Jesus is the reason why we started Eternal Anchor. This boy here, I met him, I want to say 4 years ago. And when I met him, I was volunteering at a school for special needs children where we were teaching them how to read and write. And the dad came in with him. He came in a wheelchair. He wouldn't make eye contact. He was just sitting, looking down, and his dad was like, "Can you please take him?" To us, he seemed autistic, and because it was a learning center, no children could come that couldn't read or write. They had to be able to learn academics, and he clearly wasn't going to. So we said, "I'm so sorry, we can't help you. I hope someone can help you." And he left, and then he came back again, and we said, "Remember, we can't, I'm so sorry. Like we said, we can't help you, I'm so sorry." And then he came again, and this was in like a period of 2 months. He was so desperate, single father. We didn't know at the time, but he's also developmentally delayed, the father. And by the 3rd time, our supervisor said, "Guys, I think this is God. Like, he came 3 times. I think God is saying we need to take him, even though we don't do academics." And I'm thinking, really? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to teach him. I don't know how to work with an autistic child. And we'd give him a toy. He'd throw it at us. We'd try to feed him. He'd spit it in our face. We'd try to, like, I don't know, love on him. And he was not interested. He was just shut down. He didn't behave like a person. He was animalistic. And as the months were going, we realized he was also epileptic, and he was often in the hospital, and we were thinking, what are we going to do? He's going to die if an orphanage doesn't take him, because his dad doesn't understand medication. They live in a community with no running water, no electricity. If his phone doesn't work, and he can't call an ambulance, he could die because he gets grand mal seizures. So we started looking. Austin and I were working at this place, and we said, "Well, let's look for an orphanage." And no orphanage would take him. He's too big of a liability. That's expensive. He needs a neurologist. He needs medication. He needs MRIs, and nowhere would take him. So we both individually were spoken to by God just in our Bibles and in our prayer time about the Good Samaritan, and that he was that person on the road to us, and that we had the choice. We could either go on by because we had our lives to live, we were young and inexperienced, or we could be the person that stopped and did something about it. So many people were telling us, you can't change the world. He's not your responsibility. You know, he has a father. The government needs to deal with it. CPS needs to take him. And we really, truly believed, well, if CPS isn't taking him, well, maybe God put him in front of us for a reason and he'll provide. So we started to pray and ask God, God, do you want us to start an orphanage? Because we believe that's what you're calling us to do. We don't have any money. We don't have anywhere to live. We had I think I had $500 to my name total at that time. But we truly believed this is what God wanted. So we said, let's go for it. Let's do it. Let's start an orphanage. And people were saying, you guys are crazy. What are you going to do when money runs out? Do you understand what raising a child means? You don't have kids. And no, we didn't. But we weren't afraid. We were just at complete peace. It's like, well, God will provide. God will do it. We want to do it. We're going to go for it. So we just did it. And as soon as we decided to start Eternal Anchor, people started giving us money. Here's $500 for this. Here's this. And it's like, okay, God, you wanted Eternal Anchor to start. You wanted us to do this. But we always have this box or a tunnel vision, right? We think we know what God wants, but we never do. We always are tunnel-minded, and we thought, he wants an orphanage, and God's thinking, that's just a little bit of what I want to do. And he started bringing parents that loved their kids and that didn't want their children in an orphanage, but they wanted to know what their child had, what can we do with them. And then we started meeting parents that had no hope. I want to show you Lisbeth. Next picture. This is when we started the daycare. We started, before it was a school, we began as a daycare, and we started meeting parents like the mom of Lisbeth, parents who believe their child were a curse. Why? Because in our culture, there's this deep-rooted belief that if you have a child with a disability, it's because of past sin in your life, sin that you're not repented for. And you don't want people to know that you've done awful things, and that's why you have this child who's an embarrassment to your family. And when we met Lisbeth had never been out of her house. She was 5. She'd never had solid food. She was always left in a corner. Mom had 5 children, single mother, had a lot on her hands. And because she had a baby that was younger than Lisbeth got no attention. She got no stimulation. And when we got there, Mom had no hope. She had lost her hope on Lisbeth developing because she didn't speak. She didn't interact. Lisbeth is autistic. So seeing Lisbeth and how she wasn't doing anything, she kind of just said, well, I don't know what to do. So she left her there. And when we get there, our first instinct is, let's take her in the home. We could do better. We can do something for her. But God spoke to us and said, no, work with the mom. Make sure if she can change, leave Lisbeth, because that's her mom, that's her home. And months working with Lisbeth in the home, she was coming to daycare, but we'd also visit the mom and showing her how to interact with her and how to do maybe cards with her. Do you want milk? Do you want food? And to understand, for the mom to understand that she does communicate just in a different way and just loving on her. Lisbeth went from crying all day, because that's what she used to do. She would cry all day, bite you, scratch you, kick you, to having times where she smiles, she giggles, she interacts, she hugs. She just needed love. She just needed attention. And Mom started saying, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever is doing, keep doing. And please pray for us, because I think something is changing. Now, Lisbeth's mom has not become a Christian, but she has opened up her heart and opened up her home to the idea of God. And she recognizes that it's because of God's love that Lisbeth's life has changed. And I love to see this transformation because we see it in our lives with our sinful nature. When we accept God and we say, God, work in this awfulness that I have in my heart, we see how we transform. And we get to see it physically in the children's, the way that they come in unresponsive, unloving. We think sometimes they're autistic, but they're not. Sometimes they're just, they've never been stimulated. They've never been loved on. And we see them develop into loving, caring, precious children. And I get so excited because that's what God sees in us, right? Like we transform that way and we want parents to see this earthly hope that they can see this on earth. Jesus will transform their children and that way they will reach their God-given potential. And then they have a heavenly hope that one day we're going to go to heaven and they can see their child in heaven and their child would be perfect. They will be able to chat with them. With Jesus, the picture I had just shown you, I take care of him and I tease him all the time. He's not autistic. He just needed some love. And he, even though he's not able to speak back to me, I always tell him, Jesus, I don't know where God is going to put you in heaven, but you better have a room for me in heaven, because if I take care of you now, you're going to take care of me there. I don't know where, but I get so excited because we will be together in heaven and our relationship will deepen there than what we have now. And that's my heart for these parents. I want these parents to have this heavenly hope when they get to heaven so that they can have this as well. And that's why we pick the name Eternal Anchor. We want these children to be anchored in God's love, and we want parents to have this eternal hope that they have in Jesus, that we can only have in Jesus, right? Last picture that I want to show you is of Yunuel. Yunuel is one of our students for the adult program. When I met him, he was 17. He came to our school, and the very first day I met him, he's super bubbly, chatty, super excited to be there. And I'm like, well, what's the problem? Why isn't he already in the program? And Austin said, well, you just give it a minute. Ask him why he's here. I'm like, Yunuel, what's going on? And then he starts to go, well, I like to grab my mom's hair. Like, what? Yeah, and then he grabs her hair and starts yanking her, and she goes, yeah, he does this to me. I'm like, well, don't do that. Don't do that in front of me. That's not okay. And this child has been taken out of there's one special needs school in the area that's government funded. It's got 20 kids, and he had been kicked out years earlier because of his violent behavior. He can be very bubbly and chatty, and he's wonderful, but then something clicks, and he can become very aggressive and violent. So nowhere wanted to take him, and we said, well, we'll give it a try. We'll try it out. So when we took Yunuel in, Yunuel has been doing great. He's had one amazing year where he has not had to be restrained. He has not had a violent outbreak at school. But at home, he still beats up his mother, puts her on the ground, and will pull her hair. And when he's done, he feels so sorry about it. And I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. But parents, they just haven't understood that he needs stronger boundaries. Like, as soon as he's getting aggressive, he needs to be alone. And mom, they think that restraining him from punching her is abusive. They think that they're abusing him if they hold him back from hitting her. So we always thought, we need an adult home now. And Yunuel will be the first one there, because Yunuel needs a place where he can live independently, where he can have strong boundaries, where he can be safe. And that's always what Austin and I have thought. And God is, like I said, we're always tunnel-minded, right? And God brought Yunuel's stepdad. This is the next picture. The one on the left, holding Ramon there on the horse. This is Yunuel's stepdad, and he's been with the family for about 10 years. He's the only one that's willing to restrain Yunuel, but he's met a lot of resistance from the family because they think he's being abusive. And he loves him. He loves Yunuel like his son. He wants to see something change, so he came and said, can I please work at Eternal Anchor? I want to be a teacher there. I want to learn what you're doing with him, because I see that he's different here. And I want him to behave the way he's behaving at school. I want to see that in the home. I want our home to be like here. And that's just such an answer to prayer, because we're saying we want parents to experience God's hope. We want parents to see that God loves their children, that God gave them these special needs children because he believed in them, that he believed that they could parent them well. And here's this parent who's not a Christian, but he's willing and he's open. And we're so excited because we don't necessarily hire Christian people to work in our program. We say, if you're not a Christian, you can come work, but you will come to our devotions, you will come to our Bible studies, you will teach a Bible class to the kids, and it's been great, because we've seen three of our teachers become Christians because they have to come, and it's great, because we're changing culture, and that's what Jesus called us to do. We aren't supposed to go into culture and assimilate. We're supposed to go into our culture and change it. Jesus was radical. I mean, he didn't go to church and was like, I believe in everything everyone's saying. No, he was so sassy, and he would tell the priest if he disagreed, and he would go into the culture and say, actually, that's wrong. It's not okay. We're not going to stone that woman, because that's not acceptable. And that's what we're called to do. And I strongly believe in that God has called Eternal Anchor to change Mexican culture and the stigma on special needs children. They are not a burden. They are not a curse. They are a gift from God. They have a purpose in life. And so I just want to wrap this up by encouraging you to join us in what we're doing with Eternal Anchor, or to do something in your own home, because maybe God isn't calling you to give to Eternal Anchor, but he is calling you to give back to someone somewhere. So three ways that you can give back today. First one is come. I really want to invite you guys to come to Eternal Anchor. Come down for a week. Come see our school. Come see our adult program. We're going to start a school build really soon. And we really need the help. We need financial support. We need $500,000 to build this amazing school for these children. We have the horse therapy ranch that could always use more work. So please come. Consider coming. If you can't come, consider sponsoring one of our children. I have some sponsorship packets in the back. If you take one, email me, and so that I can get you hooked up with sponsorship. Otherwise, if you can't sponsor and you can't come, please pray, because prayer is the most powerful thing we can do on this earth, is to talk to God. Talk to God about Eternal Anchor, about the parents that are coming, that God would continue to plant seeds in their hearts, that we would see so many parents come to know God personally, so that homes are changed, children's lives are bettered. Pray for our staff, and just thank you so much for this opportunity. So whatever it is that God is calling you to do, if it's not with Eternal Anchor, it's something here at home. But just do it. Go for it and work for God. Thank you so much.